On a phone line right now is Dr. Brian Walensky, Clinical and Professional Relations for OrCam Technologies. Hey, Doctor, it's John Williams. Thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
Hi, doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
You're the guy I did the tutorial with over Zoom, right?
Yes, we did.
So I've got this. So listen, we're advertising this new product here, and I just wanted to take some time to talk about it because I think this technology is so remarkable and so helpful to people who have vision issues. I don't think this is for people who are 100% blind, is it?
No, so the device can be for someone who's blind or visually impaired. It just depends how they use the device.
Yeah. I have the product called OrCam, O-R-C-A-M, OrCam Read in my hand. So what is this? What does this do?
Sure. So the OrCam Read device, and it's exciting technology to work with my patients, is for anyone who is visually impaired or has reading difficulties. I know you just mentioned it's maybe not for someone who's blind because it does have a little bit of a laser guidance that needs some vision to use.
Yeah.
But I never like to tell anyone that, no, you can't do something. And there are some blind individuals that do use it, but it's really meant for someone who's low vision or has reading difficulties like dyslexia.
So I just pointed it at some ad copy in front of me, and it started to read somebody else's commercial. So I've got this magic marker in my hand. It's about that size, not exactly that shape. There's a little round button in the front, and if I point it at this story in front of me, it's now...
Continuation is cut off, please.
So it's taken a picture of it, and then it will read it. Let's see here.
Correct, John. So basically, you're holding it like a magic marker or a pen, like you said, and you just with a click of a button, it starts reading the text to you.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm listening to you and listening to it read a story about Kim Fox, who is our attorney, a county state's attorney in town, and is the subject of much controversy today, the Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. But if, okay, say I was a person who did not see well and I wanted to read this story in the newspaper, I just point that little bright red arrow at the story. It takes a picture of that, right? Is that what's happening?
Correct, exactly. There's a 13-megapixel smart camera on the front of the device, and it when you press the round button in the front, it just emits a little laser light or a cursor, if you will, and you click the button and it starts reading.
And this is not Wi-Fi technology, right? This is or isn't connected to the internet?
So it is not connected to the internet, which makes it great because it ensures not only privacy for your sensitive documents, but also it can be used anywhere. So you can be used on the go, whether you're reading a newspaper in the park or reading a book in the library, it could be taken anywhere with you.
But then how does it know all of the words? I mean, you think if it was connected to the internet, it would have, you know, an infinite database. How does this thing know the language that I'm reading in the paper today?
Sure. So basically, that's the technology that's all on board in there. You know, me being an optometrist, I'm happy it works. The engineers can talk about more about OCR or optical character recognition technology and how it knows it. And again, it just simply, with a push of a button, starts reading instantly.
So people could read the newspaper as I've been here. They could read a menu in a restaurant, right? I mean, I'm just thinking of the different applications where people just don't function fully because their vision is compromised.
Correct. So for like, let's say my patients who have macular degeneration or even diabetic retinopathy and have vision loss from that, they can take it with them to, you know, read labels, to read the mail. They won't have to wait for somebody to read to them, read for themselves on a menu, just like you said, or even on digital screens.
What about in low light situations? Restaurants are all low light. Does it have a flashlight or how does that work?
Yeah, so there is an automatic little LED flash that will go off if the light is needed.
Well, that's all of us. I mean, how many people are holding the candle or using their phone to illuminate the menu at a restaurant? And that's not all of the places, but that happens often enough. I guess for whatever reason, you could use this in a low light situation then too. Who are the customers for this thing? Who is actually buying and using this?
Sure. So anybody who is low vision, visually impaired, from any kind of eye disease, it doesn't matter how low vision or visually impaired or what you have it from, or as well, which it expands to a lot of different people, is just individuals with reading difficulties, like people with dyslexia, stroke survivors. I've seen people using it, all different cases for just reading difficulties.
So this is the Orcam Read, and then the other product that Orcam makes is the My Eye. What is that?
Correct. The Orcam My Eye is different in that it's wearable. So it's about the size of your finger, weighs less than an ounce, and attaches magnetically to your own glasses. So it's not anything special. And when you're wearing it, it also has a 13-megapixel camera, but it does so much more than just reading. And this is for someone who's blind or visually impaired, and the device has multiple functions in that it does reading off of any surface, including screens, as I said before, but also recognizes faces. So it has facial recognition, recognizes products, barcodes, money, and color.
So you could, if you're at the grocery store, you could hold a can of soup up, kind of point your nose at it, then the attachment on your glasses would know that's where you're looking because of the direction of your nose and your face. It would capture that barcode, and it would say Campbell's Soup.
Correct, exactly. And that's so important to be independent and just having that back, that independence for anything. Like I mentioned earlier, even just reading your own mail, shopping independently is huge. So, yeah, holding up any product, and it just says what it is.
This is not Meryl Streep reading you out of Africa. This is not a rich, warm voice that's pausing to read you a novel. The voice, I didn't fully charge it up before I put you on here, but let me try this again. So,
can't read text.
I didn't do it right. Stand by. It said can't read text. Do it again.
Judgment Day. Are they going to ask anything about stuff we put on the internet? Asking for a friend.
That's a joke we told earlier. I don't know if you were able to hear that.
I heard a little. Yes, the voice, that's the woman's voice that's on board. You can also change it because you could do a lot of different preferences with both devices, the Read or the My Eye. Yeah. And you can choose a male voice, which tends to have like a little slight English accent, so it enunciates a little bit differently.
So my producer, Elif, said, in the commercial, you say, I looked at my friend Wendy, and it said Wendy. How did it know it was Wendy? But previously, I had looked at Wendy, and I tapped the my eye on the side. That's how you activate it. You tap it, and then it knows to take a picture, and then it asks you, who are you looking at? And you say, Wendy. Now it knows Wendy. And then whenever it sees that person, that face, it'll say, hey, that's Wendy. Hey, that's Elif. Hey, that's Steve.
Right.
So if you are really...
Right, and it does it automatically.
Yeah. I mean, you're just looking around. If you wondered who was in the room, you just look left to right, and you go, Wendy, Elif, Steve, it'll tell you that, which is... I just can't imagine how helpful that is. Insurance doesn't generally pay for this. Am I right on that?
Correct. Medical insurance does not. Medicare does not, at this time, cover assistive technologies. But there are payment plans, and some individuals can see if their vision plan gives them a discount, or if you're a veteran, it can be, if you qualify through your VA, you can get a device.
What do one of these things cost?
So the My Eye is around $42.50, and the Orcam Read is
$1,000. Right. Somebody asked if headphones, does it have headphones so you're not blabbing away to everybody?
Sure. So the My Eye device, the speaker sits near your ear so you can hear. But if you wanted to make it more private, you just hook up to Bluetooth headphones. The Read device, and this was why it was developed that way, has either Bluetooth you could hook up to or hardwire headphones. And the reason for the hardwire with the Read is because school children who are using the device in schools only allow hardwire earphones.
Okay, go to Orcam.com if you want to find out more. I just wanted our audience to hear a few of the things you knew about it. Orcam.com is their website. I think there's a phone number I can give here in a couple of minutes, too. But it's just really remarkable. I'm happy that this is out there for people who have these kinds of issues. And that I've been able to figure out how this stuff works is proof that this is user-friendly. So, Brian, thanks for joining us, and I appreciate your help.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.